Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to Budapest and to the World Science Forum. I'm really delighted to be here. My name is Matt McGrath. I'm the environment correspondent at BBC News. And I don't know why they call Paris the city of light when on a morning like this morning, Budapest would certainly give it a run for its money. It's absolutely beautiful. But obviously because of presentation issues, we're going to cut out all that wonderful natural light and sit here in the dark and watch our presentations. It's a great year to talk about sustainability. It's a great time to talk about it. I guess people worry around the world. They think and get upset and get thinking about issues of food waste, issues of biodiversity loss. They get very upset about fossil fuel extraction continuing. And a lot of people have a very simple and effective method of dealing with this worry. They simply stop thinking about it. That's not a luxury that scientists like yourselves and people on this panel have. 2015 already seems like being a really, really interesting year for the whole issues of sustainability. We had the publication of the Sustainable Development Goals in September, 17 goals, and in a couple of weeks' time we're going to have the Conference of the Parties in Paris, the 21st Conference of the Parties, which in some respects has an opportunity to embed the ideas of sustainability in our economies in a way that's never really happened before. But it's not there yet. I want to introduce the panel that we have here, who will be discussing some of the issues, some of the progress that's been made, and some of the challenges that remain. And they're a very distinguished panel of guests, as you can see. I'm joined by Professor Jacqueline McLeod, who is the United Nations Environment Programme Chief Scientist and former head of the European Environment Agency. She's published hundreds of papers, won loads of international awards, and never been afraid to speak truth to power, as witnessed a couple of weeks ago when she gave the British government a bit of a dressing down on its policy towards renewable energy. I'm also joined by Professor Yuri Sharma, who is the Chief Technical Advisor to the UN World Water Assessment Programme, one of the world's leading experts on water, and a man who's forgotten more about water than most of us will ever hope to remember. And I'm also joined by Bjorn Lomborg, who's the Director of the Copenhagen Climate Consensus,
Consensus.
And once described by Time magazine as one of the 100 most influential people on the planet, and someone who's never been afraid to go against the tide, shall we say. We're going to hear shortly some short presentations from our panelists, and we'd then like to get into some questions from the floor, and we'd like to encourage you to take as much part as possible, please. Some of the questions I'd like you to think about, don't worry, there won't be a quiz later. Do we have too many sustainable development goals? What is the most important one? How will we measure their success? How will we measure their failure? What about water? Is water too cheap? Should desalination really be an option now? And can a deal in Paris, can we really get a deal in Paris? Can it shift the consciousness of people in the world to understand that the economy is embedded in the society which is embedded in nature? Can we really, really achieve that? We will talk about those things. We will have the panelists talk about that, and then afterwards we will have a little short presentation from a young scientist, Luis Alvarez, who is with us here as well. So first of all, I'd like to ask Professor McLeod to give us her talk.